This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A lot of excitement today surrounding the fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party. Pajama Llama Pool Party. There's a final grand prize package that's available for you to enter for at RadioAlice.com. So not only if you get qualified at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, you get the tickets for the secret show, tickets for the pool party, and a 1 in 5 chance of winning that day's grand prize, you can go online, go to RadioAlice.com, and fill out the little entry form. And you could win the final grand prize. We're very excited about this. So please be here at 9 o'clock for your first chance to win tickets and get qualified for the grand prize, and head over to RadioAlice.com to get yourself entered there. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. That's a podcast that Bryn and I help Johnny Mosley out with. My husband also rocks out on that one.
Guitar John
updates every Monday. So there's a brand new one up this past.
How's that?
Today, Tuesday.
Doing a podcast with a true American hero. What's that like?
It's fine. It's just Johnny.
Right. Olympic gold medalist. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think we all keep him grounded in reality. You know, if it was just him, he'd probably go off on being, you know, an Olympic hero or what have you. And
right.
We're all like, yeah, who cares?
Oh, geez.
Tell us more about your wife and your
it's
life.
More
at
like
home.
The opposite, though. He kind of downplays himself.
I know. And, yeah. If anything, right, we have to ask him a million questions. Like, can you please just own something for once?
He has a bunch of golden nuggets that he won't share unless you, like,
I know. You have to
dissect.
Really, you have to mine those out. Mine the nuggets. Yeah.
Well, you do that for the listener. Don't you?
Of course we do.
Okay, good.
Hey, everyone, we're not doing a contest right now.
Oh, people are calling for a contest?
Well, all the lines just lit up.
Hey, everyone.
Well, we've been doing the Sonoma.
That is true.
Keep calling anyway. Hooman will talk to each and every one of you.
All right.
He loves it. He loves chatting with you.
Yep.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock we're doing a contest, though. We'll get someone qualified for the grand prize. Two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. It's going to be so fun. I'm finding out people who are going.
Yay.
It's a good time. All right. We are going to do the Billboard charts. These are the album charts. And again, these are not actual album sales anymore. This is every certain amount of streams count as an album. And every, I think it's 10 or 12 singles that are sold and downloaded
count
as an album.
It's a formula that robs the artist of ever seeing any money. That's
right.
What we know.
It's fantastic.
Oh, well.
But it's some way of ranking things, and that's what we're stuck with. Hey, what is going to happen? Have you been looking at the Rolling Stone stuff?
I haven't. I looked last week, but I'll look right now.
So they haven't started, because they were going to do their own charts, and I thought they had some interesting things. Like, you know, look, if everyone's streaming everything, let's just figure out who the top streamers are. Isn't that almost a more accurate view of what's happening musically right now? Like these album sales charts. It's like no one's buying albums anymore, except Vinny.
I buy them.
If he buys it, like, people will be ranked number one with one album sold. Like, whoa, Vinny bought an album last week.
It's not right, man.
I know.
I really don't like it.
And yet, that's the way it is. O.J. Simpson is in the news. As you know, he got on Twitter and promised to clear up all the things that we've been wondering about and get even with some people and... So we put a little video out yesterday. Khloe Kardashian will be thrilled.
She sounds like hell.
Yeah. People were complaining about the...
Oh, here, you guys, I have something to say about this. Yeah, that is all true. He was never sexually interested in my mother, despite what that author said about him breaking her with his, you know, and her needing to go to the hospital and my dad had to take her. That was not true. It's a made-up story. Okay, I gotta go. Goodbye, guys. I'll see you later. Have a good day.
Well, everyone's super into what OJ has to say, and
yeah.
Everything he says is so believable.
I know.
Mean, especially on the topic of being a philanderer.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. I boned my best friend's wife? Of course not. Yeah, it never happened.
No, I didn't do that. I have no
that
interest
was not,
in her.
That was not. No. Yeah. Of course not. Let me set the record straight. No. Stupid.
I never had any interest in her, and she never had any interest in me. I'm very proud of Chloe, as I am of all those girls.
People were saying, because you'd take to Twitter and what? Tell the truth?
Right, exactly. That's what people do on Twitter. I mean, right?
Especially when it's about having cheated on some, you know what I mean? Like, done your best friend's wife. Yeah, okay.
In a hot tub after everyone went to sleep.
Right.
I much prefer the story that the author guy told us. This is boring. People say that...
This is boring.
People are saying that... because they're looking for anything to bitch about. They're like, get a new phone, OJ. Like, I guess, or what, you know, clean the lens on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, like all fingerprinted.
It looks terrible. And his voice sounds terrible, too. Yeah. Like, the whole thing just sounds, it's all fuzzy.
I don't want to hear from him every day.
Well, you want to hear from Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby.
He's in jail, right?
He's in jail. So on Father's Day, he actually put a tweet out, and we're all like, what, that guy's got a phone in jail? Well, it turns out that he calls, I think it's his son.
I thought his son was murdered.
No, yeah, sorry. Andrew Wyatt, his rep, says, Bill called from prison Sunday night wanting to get a Father's Day message out to the public from his official social media accounts. Wyatt says Bill dictated through the phone exactly what he wanted to say. Wyatt says that Bill does this pretty often. He's on with his team via phone calls or face-to-face about 3 or 4 times a month. And here was his message. I don't know if you heard this, Hooman, but it's just great. Hey, 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 it's America's dad.
He did that?
Yep. Oh. I know it's late, but to all of the dads, it's an honor to be called a father, so let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families and communities. And then a million hashtags. I know. So, apparently, in jail, he's been preaching to the other, inmates.
Of course.
He's always done this. Isn't that what all the comedians... I think it was Eddie Murphy was the first one that I remember that came out and said, man, that guy's always telling me not to do dirty, not to do...
Curse. You can work without being blue.
Yeah.
You're funny enough. He's been doing 4 lectures per week for about 3 months. They say often more than 100 fellow prisoners are there and listening.
What else do they have to do?
I guess nothing. Let's go see Cosby. He's putting on a show. They say his pitch is basically the inmates lead by example for their kids and stay out of prison in the future. Cosby urges the inmates to rebond with their kids immediately upon getting out.
I'm sure the message is fine. I mean, I always liked Bill Cosby until I found out what he was up to.
Right. The whole drugging and raping women. That was, I don't know why. That was like a little bit problematic.
You know?
Cosby works with a group called Man Up. Inmates set for parole, taking life lessons, keeping out of trouble, not getting locked up again. He's also lecturing on finding work post-prison. Oh, I was reading something about Kim Kardashian, too. Not only is she trying to get people's sentences commuted, but once people get out of jail, she wants to get them on the path to a job and getting a life back together. And so she's, I think she's working with Lyft. 5,000 free Lyfts to job interviews. So if you're fresh out of jail and you need a ride to a job interview, Lyft has got you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that Lyft was hiring the ex-con.
No.
Not sure if you mentioned this, but he's supposed to be in jail for 3 to 10 years. Is that correct?
Bill?
Yeah.
I don't know what his sentence was. I forget. That doesn't seem long enough.
Yeah.
Daryl. How are you? The Dominican Republic. Another bad news story out of the Dominican Republic.
What? Oh. The ninth person just died?
Dude. Are you guys watching this happen?
Yeah.
I haven't been telling it because we really don't have any. And I've heard everything from a serial killer in the Dominican, whatever, wherever it is, to, I mean, what could it be?
To like roofies or poisonous alcohol, bootleg alcohol, they're calling it.
Yeah.
But the trippy thing, and I know this firsthand from my own family's experience, there are places where you vacate. Are you going to tell the story about how they can't get their bodies?
Oh, no, I haven't heard that part.
The mourning relatives can't even get the bodies of the people. One of the people, they said, are you going to do a toxicology test?
Right.
And they said, the machines are broken.
Yeah, they're encouraging people to cremate the bodies there
and get the remains shipped back here, the ashes.
Well, we couldn't get my dad back from...
Where was he?
Oh, man.
Bahamas?
He was in the, what is it called? I can't think of it. It starts with a G.
Grand Cayman?
Grand Cayman. He was in the Cayman. And they're like, well, we can't, he's in line to get, and then they're all, we
How
can't
long was
determine
his body there?
For a long time. We're lucky that he worked for the airlines.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And they stayed on it and were able to get him back here more quickly than anyone would. But they didn't do the autopsy in a timely manner.
Oh.
They weren't, and that's, look, this is the way it is. There are certain places you go that you will not get the kind of service you expect
right.
or would get America. From here in America.
Right.
And that's just the reality.
So, well, there's a couple things. So there's this that you guys are talking about. There's also Dominican Republic officials identify the man they believe to have paid David Ortiz's hit man.
Oh, this is completely other.
This is not even the story that I'm going to get to here. So, but that is developing. So they think, you know, somebody paid the guy who shot him $7,800 or the equivalent of that. And it looks like they say the guy's a fugitive right now. They've identified him. There's a bunch of Jimmy Buffett fans who are being
parrot affected. Heads?
Yes. Ditto heads.
No, parrot,
parrot heads.
Parrot heads? Yeah, parrot heads.
Rush Limbaugh's the ditto heads.
Oh, for
never
crying
heard
out
that.
Loud. Who would know that?
A travel agent is saying about half of a Jimmy Buffett fan club from Oklahoma is sick in the Dominican Republic. 54 out of the 114 visitors were ill. Other reports are saying 47. At the time, they thought it was just food poisoning, but the agent is thinking that pesticides and insecticides might have also contributed. Apparently, everyone's recovered except for one woman who's still suffering from salmonella. CDC and the FBI are in the Dominican Republic investigating. So there's a lot going on down there.
Oh,
doesn't sound like a super great tourist destination, but you know, you go where you want to go.
Yeah, I have a scheduled trip, Sarah.
Yeah, go ahead then. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure all these stories won't have anything to do with you. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Van?
Oh, so much, including free tacos after these.
I love free tacos.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, coming up at 9 o'clock. And then throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, you have some of your final chances to win passes into the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party and qualify for today's grand prize trip. 2 days in wine country, 2 nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with our dude. We knew him long before he was the governor of California. The pride flag is flying over California's capital as we speak. And
that's right, Gavin.
That's not really the best way to put that. But, you know,
we like it.
I don't know that that's going to win you fans. Some force-feeding people,
like it or not.
You know, hey, let's all find a way to be friendly here. Not,
no, like it or not, this is how it's going to be.
Take it. You will take it. Anyway, the pride flag is flying. Hooman, if you would, the
I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah, you do.
Bryn,
we looked it
Bryn
up.
Bryn is the one who said it.
Bryn,
if you
would. It up. Let's get
LGBTIP2SQQAPKA.
That's us allies.
For the first time, the flag for the
LGBTIP2SQQAPKA
pride flies over the California Capitol.
All right.
Oh.
Go pride.
We should find a color for each of those letters, and that should be the new pride rainbow.
What is wrong with you? We were just talking earlier about simplifying things so that it's not
lilac.
My tongue can't get through that as it is.
Lavender, not lilac.
Well, they're close.
Are they?
Blue.
What's G?
Green.
Green.
What's
B.
T?
blue.
What's T?
T is
teal. I'm going in the order, though.
Teal. Okay. Nice.
This
teal.
Is my news break. I'm going to move on. Free tacos, everyone.
Tacos!
Free tacos.
That's today?
Today's the day. Yeah, Taco Bell is going to be giving away free Doritos Locos tacos.
All right. How
it's
come?
Because the Golden State Warriors stole a road win during the 2019 NBA Finals in Toronto. So steal a game, steal a taco is on. Everyone in America can score a free taco.
And if you're a T-Mobile member, you can probably get two.
Go on in. Have a taco today.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You go in one time, you get your free one for the Warriors, and you go in and you go, oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I'm a T-Mobile member.
We actually were planning on going to Taco Bell today.
Oh, you're all set? Oh, man. Who's this we?
Me and Johnny V.
Johnny V wants to go to see you guys planned to go to Taco Bell?
Johnny V has the day off?
That seems like a last-ditch thing.
Well, because this morning I said, what should we have for dinner? And I'm looking through the freezer what meat to pull out.
Meat.
And then I was I can't think of anything right now. And then we have to do some errands. He goes, let's just go to, we'll do all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then it's right next door to the car wash.
That is right.
So I'm all, okay, let's go to Taco Bell. Get a couple tacos.
All right.
Yum. So I'll get a free taco. What is it? I never had that taco before. What's it called?
It's a Doritos Locos taco. Doritos I believe it's Locos just the taco. Dorito dust is on the shell.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it'll be even messier.
Okay, I'll let you know tomorrow how it is.
And even more Americanized, if there's such a thing.
Hard to get much more Americanized.
Right.
Wasn't it voted the most in America? It was the best Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Right. Taco Bell,
well,
please.
Outside of California, they don't know.
They don't have a lot. We had an El Torito. That was a big chain.
Mm. Yeah. They closed a lot of those down. I don't know if they're all closed down. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I worked at a Mexican place called Pancho Villa.
Yeah.
But that was just your Coke dealer, right?
Well, there was a Coke dealer there, but that was. But I actually did work there. I waited tables, and then I was a bartender.
You worked there
to
get
years.
Your Coke.
I did. I worked there. I would like pull out of my tip jar and be like, "Yep, I got enough
for Coke."
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Well.
Facebook wants to be in on the cryptocurrency game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody wants to be, don't we? I want to be in the crypto
apparently,
game, too.
Apparently, Zuck was saying he wants to make sending money as easy as sending a photo. Digital, immediate, free, and secure.
Yeah, it already is.
There's
I feel
already
like it's
that.
It's already there, but okay.
Most of our banks do that, and PayPal does that.
Yeah.
And since we've
Zelle
already got...
Venmo.
Listen, Facebook is neat. And I think there are people out there who have reconnected with friends. They met the person they married. They've had their marriage broken up thanks to Facebook. All the stuff. You're already
sure,
in our lives
there,
in
right.
such a
Thank
profound
you for
way.
Being here.
You want to get in our pockets too for...
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook has 2.4 billion users around the world.
Boy.
An audience
so
that could make their cryptocurrency huge if they're able to push it down our throats.
And they'll be able to.
Will they?
You guys want to know what the Facebook stock's trading at?
What is the Facebook stock trading at, Human?
$189 a
what?
Share.
What? $189?
Is that good?
Yeah. Well, Sarah sold hers.
What'd I sold mine at like $60.
Oh, snap, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
It was
or did I sell
something.
It at $160?
No, it's $160, Sarah. You're
oh, thank God.
Somewhere on there.
Jesus.
Thank God.
There's quite a difference
like
there.
$189.
Quite a difference.
On another great note, you want to guess what the Snapchat...
$14.62.
Snapchat stock is that?
Oh, we should have bought it when it was. Was it $4?
Five bucks.
We should have bought it.
We're trying to get it down to $4.50. But
yeah. Vinny, still got your stock?
Hell yeah, he does.
In what?
In Snap.
Oh, Snap. Yeah, I do. But you know, we were just talking about that. Like, now I bought that. Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, I bought that at $20 a share.
Oh.
It's been as low as $4 a share.
$4.99.
And just as we're climbing back up to $20, I'm able to get back to 20 and break even. Do I just sell?
Yes.
Right?
Hell
just
yes.
go. You know what? That was a bad experience.
You know what? I would have sold
we didn't
it at $4.99.
Lose anything.
No. You hold
Let's
hold
get
on.
Out safely.
Everyone, get this stock up $5 so Vinny can sell.
So I can dive out.
They still have the best filters, though. The filters are like no other.
And people
amazing.
How's their stuff?
Snapchat like crazy.
Yeah, kids are still using it. No, yeah. Kids are still all
well,
over
you
it.
Don't
yeah.
use it, but
you're
people
right.
who communicate with others do.
Yes.
Have you seen like the ones where it changes a male to a female or vice versa?
Nope.
I'll show it to you. It's incredible.
Oh, I'm sure it
yeah,
is.
I'll show it to you in a second.
So do
I
they
don't have time to play with my
anyway,
face all
the
day.
Currency is going to launch in 2020 for your Facebook cryptocurrency.
All right.
It looks like it's going to be called Libra. Libra's mission is to be simple global currency and financial infrastructure that empowers billions of people.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Look for that sometime soon on your Facebook. I'm going to stick with
PayPal. Mark
Zuckerberg
in your pocket.
Mm. Mm.
I wanted you to stick with PayPal, but people keep making me get other things.
PayPal?
Like a Venmo.
Yeah, like Venmo.
What
and
else is there?
There's the Apple Pay where you can just send cash over your phone.
Uh-huh.
And obviously that's hooked up to your wallet too, but like I have one guy that I can only pay through this Apple thing. I'm like,
who's that guy? Man.
The guy who tunes my piano.
Oh. Oh. Huh.
Why does it make it so hard?
It's easy now that I have it set up. It's fine. I'll live.
A Guinness World Records enthusiast said he achieved his latest title by stuffing 146 blueberries into his mouth at the same time.
I love blueberries.
146?
Yeah, David Rush, who's broken more than 100 Guinness records, including one for holding 100 lit candles in his mouth at once.
Oh,
so
like
he's
this?
Just got a, I guess.
Like that? Just like birthday candles? So he just has a gigantic
Must
mouth.
Must be.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you say, I'm going to put 186, how many blueberries?
46.
146 blueberries in my mouth. Do you then have to spit them all back out and someone has to count them to
he
make sure you didn't swallow any?
He had to hold them for 5 seconds first. And then, yeah, I guess they had to be counted.
Then they split them.
They must, you count them going in, don't you?
Yeah, but
no,
you could swallow
you
can't.
Them. You gotta, so he's got
right.
to spit them all out?
And then
I
someone has
so.
To go through, like, I guess you use like a pencil or something.
Here's the
spit
question.
Spit the blueberries back out so they could be examined. And two of his original total were disqualified for breaking.
Oh, that's
no.
the question.
That's
so
hard.
He had a higher number originally, and it went down to 146.
So they can't even be damaged.
Right.
Oh. It's not like you can chew them up and pack them into the
wow.
side of your mouth.
Wow.
All right.
Here's another record. I can get behind this one. This happened in Florida. 633 scuba divers in Florida broke a world record on Saturday by simultaneously cleaning up trash from the ocean floor. This was in Boca Raton.
This is huge. And actually, 600 people looked like even more people than that.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did the largest underwater cleanup. They cleared trash from the ocean floor. They all had to be in the water doing it at the same time. The previous record was 614 divers that did this in Egypt, but they just topped it.
Mm. They need to do this in Monterey. They say Pebble Beach has something like 5 million golf balls.
Oh, gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
They need to do that there. That'd be great. Let's break the record there. The record. Let's break the record.
I was reading something. I know this is just bad news and no one wants to hear it, but I was reading about the recycling scandal that
yes.
we have all fallen for all these years, and that all the countries who've been taking our trash and finding a way to deal with it, which is not what we thought.
Right.
They're as
not
in,
picking through it and melting down the plastics and reusing
and
them
turning and, it into other stuff
right.
or making
paper.
It new plastic. They've right. just been dealing with our garbage and now they're saying no.
Right.
All of these places, not only China, but other places around the, Thailand. They mentioned the countries in the article I was reading. Vietnam's one of them. They're saying, nah, we're not going to take your trash anymore. You're not even sending it to us clean enough that we can use it.
Right.
So they're just having to dump it.
Yeah.
Where we thought all this time.
Yay, we're such good doobies.
Aren't we great?
Mm. Turns out, no.
It leaves our curbside and ends up in a third world country underground nonetheless right. after the fact. It's awful.
It is awful.
So now we're going to have to finally deal with the plastic makers. I guess yep. that's the only good thing will come of it.
Well, what's the name of it? Loop?
Loop.
Yeah. Look at Loop, everybody.
Loop's neat. It's going to be a way that we get stuff
in
sort
refillable
of,
containers.
Right.
And you just mail the containers back. And they're going to make it easy.
Loop. Loop.com.
Uh-huh. I told you a story about broccoli being our favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not true.
What?
A new survey came out and it said it's corn and potatoes. So I guess there's
corn.
A scandal.
Corn
in the,
is so good.
The vegetable
so
world.
So broccoli, like, lobbied
well,
for
broccoli
it
came in
votes.
Third in this oh. particular poll.
I like broccoli.
I do too, but you know.
I like the bush, though. I don't like the stem as much as the bush. I'll eat the stem, but.
Yeah, I'm a bush guy myself.
Yeah. Usually you're just a stem girl.
Huh? Right. I don't like
a big
bush.
Fat stem. Cut it into, like, what, discs?
Here is, you know, it's wedding season, everyone. Here are the top 10 pieces of wedding advice people wish they'd followed.
Oh, here we go. This is a good one for the reporter.
And for
Save
the other guy.
For all the peoples. This isn't for me. I'm just trying to survive mine. I just want to be on the other side of it. Okay.
Well, hopefully these will help you.
Right. Save stationery and keepsakes.
Oh, yeah. Get like matches made or whatever.
Print a wedding book.
Oh, yeah.
Create a guest book.
Definitely. Everybody will want to write something to you. That's fun. You can look back on those too.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is, but we had a guest book.
I think she's getting a piece of like wood. Oh. Like recycled wood that everyone's gonna get to sign.
That's neat.
That's great.
And you guys could hang it somewhere.
Depends
That's great. On what you people write.
Well, oh. I'll just sign my name.
Well, just don't draw, you
I'm
know,
write.
Penis and balls.
Oh, all right. Oh.
No, I said don't draw a penis and balls.
I just said, all right, I won't do that.
Oh, okay.
How about I'm going to write sucker.
Oh, that isn't going to be
I'm gonna
good
write
either.
Game over in huge
yeah.
letters.
See, that's oh, not,
that's
you know.
Messed up.
Maybe the second time will work.
There won't be a second time, Punk. Serve good food. This is top 10 pieces of wedding advice people wish they'd followed. Serve good food. Create a wedding album. Isn't a wedding album and a wedding book the same thing?
I thought so, but
all right.
I thought I was thinking a wedding book is would people just sign in that book that we were talking about before?
Okay. Well, that's going to be a piece of that's going to be a hunk of wood at our place.
All right. That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, creating, yeah, like okay, it. Plan for the unexpected. How do you do that?
It's impossible.
You don't know.
Just plan for it.
Just have, you know, money in a slush fund.
Pay more attention to the little details. Oh,
okay.
That's awful. I just had the conversation with her where she's like, I just want to dance with my friends. I'm not, there's probably a lot of little things that are getting away from me, but I'm not going to get caught up in
that. You know
that.
What? That's and nice. Good that she's not. That's silly to worry about all the little things. Like, who cares if you tied a little bouquet of flowers to the back of each chair? God, that was a pain in the ass.
You did that?
I did it for my niece's wedding. Mm. Like, they had all these tiny, they had to, like, wrap them in wire and then the ribbon and tie them to the back of each chair. I'm like, no one's even going to look at these.
Wait a minute.
Who cares about this?
Yeah.
Stupid. That kid married your niece? We just met him the other... Augie? Gage. They got married?
I have a ton of nieces. That's not the niece I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. They're not married.
You've met Julie and Spencer.
I like that Gage. Oh, right. Yeah, I have met them.
They're
that
married.
Gage kid was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him as well. He's
he can
kid.
Have her.
Yes.
I approve.
They'd be delightful together. Mm-hmm. They're both super Jesus-y.
So amen. Praise the Lord.
They're virgins.
Hallelujah.
And Gage is, you know who I was thinking of? Isn't Gage the guy from...
Pet Sematary.
No.
They actually named him after the kid in Pet Sematary.
They did?
Gage, yeah.
It's Gage DeSoto from Emergency 51.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a guy's
it's
name?
One of the guys.
Gage DeSoto.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That is totally correct.
Apparently, they named him after the Pet Sematary kid. The one who dies and gets buried in the Pet Sematary and comes back. And you're not
don't
the same
tell.
After you've been in the Pet
don't
Sematary.
Don't tell.
Spoiler alert.
I found an article that explains the differences between wedding photo books versus wedding photo albums, but it doesn't make any sense to me. You want to post it on the 75th?
Sure.
No.
So I post it up there. All yes. Right. People need to know.
Stick to your budget, take more pictures, and relax and enjoy the day is the top piece of advice people wish they'd followed.
Mm. Can I ask one quick question? Do you guys have a wedding planner?
Yeah, her name's Christina.
No, like, did you guys hire
no.
someone?
No.
Oh, you should hire someone. Please
it's too
hire
late.
Someone.
It's a month away.
It's not too late.
It's
You're going to need somebody to corral.
Hillman,
the...
why don't you just call like Christina and tell her you're there to help run the whole thing?
Don't do that. Don't get involved, please. Everybody just show up and have a nice day.
I am.
Leave it be.
Do you have my cornhole tournament figured out? Because I need someone to run that.
I need an assistant for Sarah's cornhole tournament. And
I thought you were going to bring someone.
Well, I haven't found anybody.
Vinny, come on, be the assistant.
I don't want... What? No.
You're going to come to the party. You coming?
What?
You coming to Sarah's party?
4th of July.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bonnie, I truly believe some cars are cursed. I had a silver Honda that got hit 5 times in 4 years.
Wow.
First one within a month of owning it. Last one totaled. By a big rig.
Oh Jesus. God. Maybe you're just a terrible driver.
Consider starting over and cut your losses. I just bought it.
Yeah.
And
two
it's
accidents.
My new van.
You've owned it for 3 months? Minivan.
Whatever. To the months, I don't know. I don't know how long I've had it. Not whatever to the other part.
Listen, though. If you get into 2 more accidents before January 1st, you have to get rid of that car.
First of all, I'm not getting into any. I'm just sitting there.
It doesn't matter how the accidents happen. If you are involved
it's
in two
not
more
me.
Accidents, you
it's,
have to get
I'm
rid of it.
I'm just sitting there.
4 in 1 year is too many.
I have a question.
Once I'm out to dinner with my lady, just trying to drive home on a nice, relaxing evening, first time out in ages.
Do door dings count?
Door dings? No, that's not an...
Sarah,
well, I mean,
Sarah, I guess...
No, it's got to be an altercation with another
God.
Car.
I remember my uncle. He had gotten this new car. It was his first new car.
Uh-huh. Your Uncle John?
I mean, I don't even want to say. Someone door dinged him, and he used to walk around in these boots. He was like this jive-talking New Yorker guy. He just gave that thing a donkey kick, the car that did it to him. I think about it to this day, like, Jesus, the vigilante justice that people go through
gosh.
When they're like, my new car!
Yeah.
Is it possible that that car left?
Yeah. Exactly
car
what
no.
I was thinking.
It's
he
not possible.
A random car.
It was one of those where he's like, that's the car.
Lined up paint on it.
Everything. He knew.
Donkey kicked it. That's grown up.
Well, I didn't say it was grown up.
What was your reaction?
When I heard that?
No, when you... Oh, you
oh,
weren't there to witness it?
No. He just said that this is what he had to do.
Yeah,
and I thought...
You gotta do what you gotta do, Vin.
I now realize, I understand that feeling where you're like, I have been victimized, and I don't feel like I can go home without getting some kind of justice. I'm gonna be
accidents.
At home going,
I should have!
Anyway, I'll read more texts on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.